The New York State Commission in charge of protecting the Long Island Pine Barrens reaffirmed its authority to review a possible 600-acre golf course and housing development in East Quogue. WSHU's Charles Lane reports this pleased environmentalists who were concerned that developers were attempting to evade scrutiny.
For the last 4 years, developers have been trying to build a luxury residential community and golf course. The project would add a coveted tax base to the South Fork, high-income earners who don't enroll kids in school. Environmentalists say the proposed site is critical to Long Island's groundwater quality. In addition to increased traffic, they are concerned the fertilizer and pesticide that come with an 18-hole golf course could harm the aquifer under the Pine Barrens. After several heated debates, the 5-member Pine Barrens Planning Commission voted to review the project once the Southampton Town Planning Board finishes its review. Richard Amper is executive director of the Long Island Pine Barrens Society. He was cautiously optimistic when the town of Southampton voted to give the Pine Barrens Commission review authority.
That's good news. Whether the developer goes along with that or not, and the town insists that they do, is still out.
The developer is Discovery Land, an Arizona-based company that specializes in residential golf communities. A representative for the company left the meeting without commenting on the commission's vote. But in a letter sent ahead of the vote, the company said the move was premature because the project hasn't been finalized yet. Charles Lane, WSHU News.